Audio Gravity, 6th of July 2009. First link today is a remixer, a guy who goes by the name of Norwegian Recycling. You can find him on Twitter as twitter.com/Peter_Bull and on YouTube as youtube.com/user/CAPPIE, something like that. Also, you can find them over on Norwegian Recycling.multiply.com/music. He's done a whole bunch of mashups and remixes. His latest one, Viva La Viral, which is Coldplay, the Coldplay main background track to Viva La. I can't remember the rest of the bloody name now. But basically, what they've done is taken 5 or 6 other tracks and mashed them together in that. I don't personally think that this one's his best work. If you go through some of the stuff that he's actually done on YouTube, some of the early ones, some of them are just flawless, like beat matching and vocal matching are just perfectly put together. Next link is over on bandmetrics.com. Understand your fans, gauge the popularity of your music, and manage your band's digital identity. Bandmetric announces music data exchange formats, MDEF. What's cool about Bandmetrics is it actually links into SoundCloud, so you can actually get better metrics from the stuff that you post over on SoundCloud through this. If you're into doing music in any way, shape or form, go and check it out. They've got a private beta. Next link is over on the epochtimes.com. Cyber threats escalating around the world. Nuclear war may not be on the immediate horizon, but a cyber war is, and the potential to bring major cities around the world to a standstill, says security experts. You know, basically what's happening in the world right now is there's a lot of underground networks that are formulating big zombie farms. The more people that come on the internet, the more people that join the internet, the more people that use insecure computers connected to the internet, even more devices that get connected to the internet. All it takes is a vulnerability in one of those devices, and you know, you've got a problem on your hands because it's still a device attached to a network. And we're going into an era of trying to optimize what we have with smart grids. Smart grids obviously have to be managed electronically to be optimal in real time. There's no way you can do it as a mechanical thing. Luckily, most of the a lot of the defense networks around the world are a mismatch because they're broke up between the two. Some of them are digital, some of them are mechanical, but they need both to actually work together. It's a dangerous era that we're going into, not just because of the sheer amount of information that is you could tap into on the internet, but the way you can encrypt it, the way you can hide it, the way you can move it around. We've already seen the collapse of the old economic model of the world. And it's just a really interesting report. I suggest you can have a look at it. It's over on the Epoch Times, cyber threats escalating around the world. Next link is over on Frigora.net. And what I like about this is I always look out for decent jQuery bits of code. And this guy's actually built a gestures plugin. Now, I can't actually think of anything to use it for right now, but I can imagine that some photographer or somebody who does art or somebody who does some design, maybe when it's actually making some physical item, you can do a gesture on the design or on an image or on a block of text. You can like literally hold the button and you get like a little red line as you draw over the image, and it can do certain actions. So if you do a downward stroke to the right, it goes to the next image. If you do a down stroke to the left, it goes to another image. Really clever use of gestures, and it's cool that it's actually getting into jQuery. Somebody's actually looked at it and you know, made it for jQuery. Next link is over at trippyapps.com. You must have got a PC, or you must have been a geek like me. Earlier on in your life, you had a PC and you downloaded loads of different weird screensavers and flashing stuff. Somebody's actually compiled a site with all the old school retro screensavers, and there's a whole bunch of stuff on here that I've forgot about or I've never seen. Go and check it out. A selection of trippy software, websites and screensavers. trippyapps.com. And the final link today is over on flowingdata.com. 27 visualizations and infographics to understand the financial crisis. We have got some incredibly talented people out there in the world, and they've also must have like either relaxed minds or very focused minds or incredible talent to the point that they don't even have to think about what they're going to do. They can just take it from their mind and visualize it. Take a look at some of these visualizations of the financial crisis and how people have seen it. There's like, it's really well put together blog post. Visual Guides to the Financial Crisis by Carolyn Eilert and Sam Conway, Jess Bashman, Cypher 13. The one by Cypher 13 is actually a really good one. Go and check it out. I'll catch up with you all tomorrow. Cheers. Bye.